the Home Pros Radio Show.
Welcome to the Home Pros Radio Show podcast. I'm Tommy Donovan with RIC Home Inspections and co-host of the Home Pros Radio Show. Gas fireplace logs are a popular way of adding ambiance and warmth to a room, but just like any heat source, they can be dangerous if not maintained properly. Glencoe Fireplaces joined us recently on the show to share some of these important guidelines with us. Let's join the conversation as we review our RIC Home Inspections photo from the field with Andy Leppin and Chastity Malden from Glencoe Fireplaces.
Now, going back to our RIC Home Inspections.
What are you looking at? I know what I'm doing.
Did you see that?
Photo from the fields. It was funny. We pulled that up, and you immediately had a look on your face like, well, this is interesting. What do you notice about that photo that stands out to you?
I wasn't sure if it was a blow-up mattress or carpet.
Love it.
So it looked like a combustible material on the hearth.
Very, very good. And we should obviously expect the professional to get the right answer there. As I walked by that fireplace a couple of times before I realized there's something not right here. It's interesting. A lot of times we can be in homes and things look just fine because they have this really nice, it was an upholstered piece of framing basically is what they did is they took some wood, upholstered it and put it on top of the hearth. I'm guessing it was to protect their kids.
Yeah, maybe keep from busting heads.
I always laugh when I see the bumpers around the fireplace hearths and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, see, I'm from the school of, you know, if you just let them hurt themselves, they won't do it again.
They'll probably stop.
So I always find it interesting the things that folks do to try to keep their home safe for the kids, especially when I find the outlet plugs, those plastic outlet plugs in outlets that are along kitchen counter space. I'm like, how big are your kids?
They're climbing all over the place.
Yeah. Well, Andy, what you specialize in at Glencoe Fireplaces is fireplaces, fireplace inserts, things that you can actually install. Very much like that one. And there are all different kinds. As an inspector, I'm seeing different ones every day, and I'm trying to figure out how to light them. I had one yesterday, actually, that it was one of those direct vent fireplaces. You turn the switch on, and the pilot would come on, but the burners would never ignite. I could not figure out what was going on with that. Any thoughts on that particular issue?
Well, on something of that nature, usually it's service that needs to be happening every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just a typical service to come and clean the thermopile and the pilot assembly.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of times those get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And would need servicing.
And that's you're kind of leading into one of the questions that I do have coming up is, you know, you get these appliances that are so easy to operate, and it's easy for a homeowner to think, well, I don't have to do anything to service it or maintain it. You know, everyone knows that, or, you know, it's common knowledge that if you have a wood-burning fireplace, you need to clean out the firebox, clean the flue, and do all those other things. But it's so easy with an appliance like that, it's so easy to operate to think that you don't have to do things like that. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's talk about the different types of options there are. So if you have a fireplace, you have different options. You got traditional wood-burning fireplace, right?
Or you go with your traditional masonry fireplace.
Yep.
That has the damper,
mm-hmm,
and the flue. So you have many options you can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So vented gas logs.
Yep.
Vent-free gas logs.
Yep.
Wood stove inserts.
Check.
Direct vent inserts.
Yep.
Vent-free inserts.
Yep. All kinds of different
lots
ways.
Lots of different options. You have a masonry fireplace, your options are pretty much endless.
You can put anything in there. My house was built in the 60s. We bought that house, and it has, at some point, the homeowner put in a hearth stove. In fact, I had a friend come over one day, and he goes, oh, my gosh, you got a Yodel. That thing is amazing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I guess that's the brand name of it.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't know it, but he's like, those things are really nice. You do those as well, right? Hearth stoves like that?
Absolutely. Also, too, when it comes to something of that nature, before you proceed, we recommend a chimney sweep to come out, clean, inspect, and certify that that fireplace, the flue, the whole system is ready to use.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these things have to go into a properly functional fireplace.
And that's one of the things I'm interested in finding out is whether or not the flue system for this Yodel was done, was installed right. Because it does, to me, appear as if it's deteriorating from the inside out.
Well, when we install stoves into fireplaces, we recommend a flue system all the way up a liner, insulated. That helps it draw better and work better and just a safer system.
And we've learned, we've had Tim Cherie on our show. That's one of the things that they had shared with us about, you know, there are a lot of times we put these inserts in and we don't do what needs to be done in the interior flue.
Yeah, customers call them slammers.
Yeah.
They just slam it in the hole and you're done with it.
It'll be done with it. Gotcha. And that's what you focus on, the firebox portion. But then you do work. I understand you also work with, is it Carolina Chimney Service?
Yes, sir.
And usually if you go in to do a job, you also enlist their help to make sure that things are done correctly in the interior flue and that portion of the hole.
You know, we're all about safety.
Mm-hmm.
Putting a fire in your house, I think we need to make sure that it's safe.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about. I was talking to a client of mine yesterday. We were like, you know, it's amazing if you think you have a upstairs master bath that has a shower, which is essentially a chamber in which you turn on water that sprays everywhere and somehow it doesn't damage your home. It's the same thing with a fire. If you think about how destructive fire can be, and here we are lighting a fire in the middle of our house, and how important it is to have things like the proper clearances. We talked with Will Brocious about that. We talked about it on the fire safety show we did with Will about how important it is to have the proper clearances around things. And with this hearth cover, you could easily start those gas logs and end up with a fire before too long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that can go wrong a lot of times when you have a stove and something's pushed in, especially the wood stoves, which were popular in the 80s.
It sat on the hearth.
Yes, that folks would put those in and not think about the clearances. Even like with that photo there, you've got a wood mantle. Do we have the proper clearances around the sides and around the top? And there's a lot to think about.
Yeah. I mean, that looks like it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. 6 to 8 inches on the sides and about 12 on the top. And then the even higher, 12 inches to the bottom of a mantle.
Mm-hmm.
But like a breastplate on that surround is fine.
If I recall correctly, that was a fireplace that had a normal damper, and it was gas logs, and it was working fine. So everything associated with that was good except for the hearth. Now, one thing that I think that homeowners don't know a whole lot about, you might have a fireplace with a damper and the gas logs, but they don't think about one important safety feature called a damper stop.
Damper clamp, sure.
Damper clamp, just a C clamp, basically, or a beam clamp, damper safety clamp, whatever. I write them up in home inspections, and then people look at me like, what's that?
Safety damper clamp.
Yeah, it's important to make sure that we do not close that damper so that we can ventilate properly to prevent the buildup of carbon monoxide.
Absolutely.
This is the question that I always get is, well, the house that I was moving from had gas logs and it didn't have a vent. Why do I need one now? Can you explain that to me?
Well, sure.
Like I'm a 3-year-old.
People like to take things into their own hands and remove things that they shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So lots of homeowners like, well, when you leave, I'm going to take it off.
Okay.
I said, well, if you do that, don't throw it away. Because if you get a home inspection, they're going to want it back on.
Mm. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's live audience is approving as well.
I find myself going and buying those a lot of times, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they're written up on the home inspection, then I have to go replace them, and no one ever knows where they are.
Yeah.
Where do you get your safety damper clamps from?
Blanco.
That's right.
There you go. Y'all should do that as like a giveaway. Like because people are like, where do you get those? Now tell me, if you're looking at a unit like that and you're looking at the gas logs, is there a way to tell between a unvented and a vented gas log unit?
Well, it's easier for someone who does that every day to notice the difference. But a lot of times the pilot assembly will give it out. So a vent-free assembly looks like an L with the thermocouple, the pilot, the igniter button, everything else, mm-hmm. where a vented just has the pilot and the thermocouple. Hmm. So if you're looking at the pilot assembly, that's one way. Another way is the logs. If the logs are all sooty, then hopefully it's a vented log set.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no soot on them, then it's a vent-free.
Okay.
the Venfrey gives the appearance of looking like the flame is being impinged on the logs, but it's really not.
Oh, okay.
So, because if you have flame impingement, you can have soot and you can have carbon dioxide, which you don't want in a ventless log set.
I gotcha. That's helpful. It really is. Because I've actually been at home inspections where they'll bring in a chimney sweep who will notice, this isn't the right gas log set. And I wouldn't have known. And I didn't know what to look for. And, so, I mean, honestly, I didn't. So
that is really good information because I could see a lot of people not having any idea whether they have the correct logs or gas logs in their fireplace. I mean, I can definitely see that.
What determines whether or not a unit can be vented or you can get by without venting it?
Well, I mean, it depends on the fireplace that they have. So, like a true masonry, like I said, you can do either or. Then you have the prefab boxes, which we do a lot of, that if they're vented and they're allowed for it, so you need to know what that fireplace is to go and see if you can put a vented or ventless log set in there.
So the log set itself, is it for the actual gas log unit itself, is it the BTU rating of the actual unit that would allow you to?
It's the burner system itself.
Okay.
So on a ventless, the system is usually like a pan system or a tube. So when gas is coming in, there's oxygen being brought in with the gas to mix it to go in to get that cleaner burn.
Okay.
At 99.9% efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're getting is less than 3 parts per million.
As far as
combustibles,
yeah.
Coming into the house, which is nothing.
That's interesting.
But you do get a lot of moisture, and you will get some odor issues with that because, well, I mean, heat rises and it grabs everything in the atmosphere, and then it drops where it cools down, and that's where a lot of people go, "Oh, that stinks."
Yeah. Oh gosh, we had an issue with the first house I ever had. We had a ventless gas unit, and whenever we burned the logs, by the time we moved out of there, we had a serious ghosting issue on the walls above.
Oh, yeah.
From the soot that was caused. If you see that and you have a ventless gas log system, is that indicating to you that something's run amok?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can get yellowing because of the moisture, but you should not have any soot or anything of that nature.
Okay. You should get a cleaner burn. And usually it's just like I know that we're trained as home inspectors to be able to spot issues like this with gas furnaces or gas water heaters. If you see a situation on a burner where it's not burning properly or you're not getting a clean burn because of the flame pattern or whatever, then the recommend, you know, the appropriate professional in this case. We see something like that, folks. If you see that with your gas logs, you want to call somebody like Glencoe to come out and service. With those systems, how often should they be serviced?
Well, the manufacturer recommends every year.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go 3, 5, 10, 15 years.
Or whenever they sell the home.
Yeah.
But a lot of that issues that you see out there, too, are people think, oh, it's a fireplace. I can throw paper in there and that kind of stuff. But, you know, you have pet dander, whatever, the dust, it just like a backup computer or a TV, it wants to accumulate in there.
Mm-hmm.
Our service techs complain, they'll take out a yarn ball size of pet fur out of a vent-free log set when they're cleaning it out for service.
Mm. So, man.
It's probably a good idea to get it serviced.
And that's probably why they started coming up with things like the direct vent fireplaces, right?
Well, those can still get dust build up as well. And those, I like to think and tell customers, it's like, you know, you clean the rest of your house.
Yeah.
You dust. So, you know, your fireplace needs to be cleaned as well because it does have build up of dust. And like Andy said, pet dander and everything, you know, just depending on the house. If you have carpets in your home, you know, you have more dust accumulation versus having like hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
So you do need to have it serviced.
Gotcha. Good deal. So with a vent or direct vent gas fireplace, folks, those are the ones that you might have in your home that basically have a glass front. And then they should have a screen, which sometimes they don't. Is that correct?
As of 2015, that it became mandatory.
I'm gonna write
January
that down.
1st, 2015.
The screens became mandatory.
Became mandatory.
All right.
Don't remove the glass.
See, I always understood it as they were mandatory. And they were installed for so long around here without the screens. So
there was one manufacturer that always had them because they had the glass always breaking.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure that no one got injured. But they made that mandatory then because of safety reasons with children falling into it and putting their hand and getting burnt.
Yeah.
So now they have a special testing with so much PSI in the middle of that screen that you can touch it on high and not get burnt.
I gotcha. And the direct vent, the way those work, I get people who are like, how does that heat the house? And the way they work, the way I understand it, is you have the burner inside that heats the glass, and then the glass heats the house through radiant.
Correct. Heat. So just like anything else, though, you have different levels of direct vent fireplaces. Mm-hmm. So production home builders, they put in the standard ones that are for more, it's called a decorative gas appliance. They don't put off much heat.
Okay.
So, you know, you get a little bit of heat off of it, but they have ones now with a ceramic glass, like your cookingware, that actually radiate a lot of heat into the room.
Gotcha.
And they even have some that consider heaters.
I've just out of curiosity, I've touched the glass on some of those. Don't do that, folks. It's not a good idea. Is it hot? Yeah, it was hot. You've been very helpful with the information you're sharing. And if anyone out there needs some help,
doing it in the summer or before the cold weather is the best time. And we can get somebody out there quickly in that time, mm-hmm. you know, early. We actually started something this year for our preferred customers that have had routine maintenance with us. We called it Preferred Customer Coupon. So if you get your fire log serviced with us routinely, we'll send you a coupon in the mail to kind of get you serviced early, get your gas logs working for you before the cold weather, and give you a discount.
Oh, cool.
So that's a new program we started this year. They don't just come out there and look at it and go, oh, your gas logs are fine. No, they sit down and they take all the logs off the burner. They clean the logs. They clean the burner, the pilot assembly. They'll clean the rocks out if they can. If they're too dirty, they'll actually replace the rocks for you, and we don't charge you for the rocks. And then they stack the logs back on the burner appropriately, fire the unit off, and make sure that it's burning properly. They'll change the batteries in the remote and the receiver box. That's another thing. People call in, and they say, oh, my gas logs aren't working. I'm trying to use my remote, and I can't get it to work. And you know, I'm the one who I answer the phone calls. So I'm like, well, have you changed the batteries in your remote? And they're like, yes, I've changed the batteries in the remote. And I'm like, the handheld remote, yes. Well, you have a receiver box in the front of your fireplace, and it has batteries in it too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that we try to do. And for all the listeners, that's something you can do before you even call into us, and maybe we'll save you a service call. But we like to make sure that customers have already changed those batteries. That way, we're not just going out for changing batteries.
Yeah. Great.
If you want to get a hold of Glencoe Fireplaces, here's the number to call, 864-269-3473. That also translates to 864-269-FIRE, which is easier to remember. Also easy to remember is their website. You can visit Glencoe Fireplaces online at glencoefireplaces.com, where they're featuring their new online showroom of fireplaces, gas logs, and decorative chimney covers. We hope this information helps keep you warm and safe this winter. Please feel free to share it with others you feel could benefit from the expertise provided by Andy Leppin and Chastity Malden from Glencoe Fireplaces. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Home Pros Radio Show podcast so you can keep up with all the tools, tips, and tricks that we provide to keep your home in the best shape possible. I'm Tommy Donovan with RIC Home Inspections. Thanks for joining us for the Home Pros Radio Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Home Pros Radio Show. Meet more Home Pros at homeprosradio.com. There, you can also catch full episodes of our show, along with additional information to ensure that your home is in perfect shape. It's the Home Pros Radio Show, brought to you by Prime Lending, home loans made simple. The Home Pros Radio Show, online at homeprosradio.com, or on the radio at 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.